by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Amma baad, a'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika washabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika washabika ya Nurallah. Viewers of Madri Channel, welcome to Arise and Shine. Today we're going to learn about a human trait, a trait that happens, and unfortunately it's in a lot of us. And inshallah we're going to learn about it, we're going to listen to some stories about it. We're going to listen to some hadiths of it, and inshallah, azawajal, we're going to listen to some of the cures. But before we begin, as you know, whenever you watch Rise and Shine, we give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak, and then we listen to some verses of the Quran. With regards to the blessings of Durood-e Pak, it is narrated that Sayyidina Abu Talha, radiallahu ta'ala, narrated that the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, came to me with signs of joy manifest on his blessed face, and stating that Sayyidina Jibreel al-Islam had came to him and said to him that Allah Azza wa Jalla had said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, are you not pleased that when anyone from your ummah sends Durood-e Pak upon you once, I shower mercy 10 times upon him? And when anyone from your ummah sends one salam, I send salam 10 times upon him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madri Channel, this is the blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak. Please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak. And the reason why we keep an everyday at the beginning of every program, giving you a blessing, is that the hope and the intention that we all become habitual in reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that one extra Durood-e Pak that you recite today might make all the difference on the Day of Judgment. Viewers of Madani Channel, those of you that are watching Rise and Shine regularly will know that after we give you a blessing reciting Durood-e Pak, we listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
سب خوبیاں اللہ کو جو مالک سارے جہان والوں کا بہت مہربان رحمت والا روز جزا کا مالک
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
ہم تجھی کو پوجیں اور تجھی سے مدد چاہیں
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
ہم کو سیدھا راستہ چلا راستہ ان کا جن پر تو نے احسان کیا نہ ان کا جن پر غضب ہوا اور نہ بہکے ہوئوں کا
الف لام میم ذلک الکتاب لا ریب فیہ ہدى للمتقین
وہ بلند رتبہ کتاب یعنی قرآن کوئی شک کی جگہ نہیں اس میں ہدایت ہے ڈر والوں کو
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون
وہ جو بے دیکھے ایمان لائیں اور نماز قائم رکھیں اور ہماری دی ہوئی روزی میں سے ہماری راہ میں اٹھائیں
والذين يؤمنون بما انزل اليك وما انزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون
اور وہ کہ ایمان لائیں اس پر جو اے محبوب تمہاری طرف اترا اور جو تم سے پہلے اترا، اور آخرت پر یقین رکھیں۔
اولئک علی ہدن من ربہم وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ،
وہی لوگ اپنے رب کی طرف سے ہدایت پر ہیں اور وہی مراد کو پہنچنے والے۔
اِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ،
بے شک وہ جن کی قسمت میں کفر ہے انہیں برابر ہے، چاہے تم انہیں ڈراؤ یا نہ ڈراؤ، وہ ایمان لانے کے نہیں۔
ختم اللہ علی قلوبہم وعلی سمعہم وعلی ابصارہم غشاوۃ ولہم عذاب عظیم،
اللہ نے ان کے دلوں پر اور کانوں پر مہر کر دی اور ان کی آنکھوں پر گھٹا ٹوپ ہے اور ان کے لیے بڑا عذاب۔
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُم بِمُؤْمِنِينَ،
اور کچھ لوگ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم اللہ اور پچھلے دن پر ایمان لائے اور وہ ایمان والے نہیں۔
يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ،
فریب دیا چاہتے ہیں اللہ اور ایمان والوں کو، اور حقیقت میں فریب نہیں دیتے مگر اپنی جانوں کو، اور انہیں شعور نہیں۔
فی قلوبهم مرض فزادهم اللہ مرضا ولهم عذاب الیم بما كانوا يكذبون،
ان کے دلوں میں بیماری ہے تو اللہ نے ان کی بیماری اور بڑھائی، اور ان کے لیے دردناک عذاب ہے بدلہ ان کے جھوٹ کا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ Viewers of the channel, we just had the privilege, the blessed opportunity to listen to some verses of the Quran, in particular listening to Surah Fatiha and then some of the early verses of Surah Baqarah as well. And as I was listening to that, I thought to myself that, you know, Surah Fatiha, we recite it on every rakat in our namaz. How many times a day do we recite this? And yet, do we know what we are reciting? Do we know the meaning of the Quran? Do we know what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from us? Do we know what Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us? And so we need to make a habit of Viewers of the channel that we understand what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants, and we read the translation of the Quran. And the best translation to have in the house at the moment is Kanzul Iman, which is an Urdu translation that is written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. And at the moment, Alhamdulillah, Dawaslam has also translated this into English as well. It's available on our website, www.dawatislami.net. It's download, completely free to download. So download this book and become aware. You read these verses, you read these ayahs of the Quran, you read Surah Fatiha every day, you read Surah Ikhlas every day, you read from the last 10 surahs every day when you're reading your namaz, but do you know what you are saying? So viewers of my channel, please not only read the Quran, but try to understand the Quran and download these translations or get these in the book form and try and read them on a daily basis. Viewers of my channel, what are we talking about today? I said to you that we're talking about a human trait and something that is inside a lot of us, but we need to know what it is, and we need to know its cure, and we need to know what the problems are befalling. And today what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about jealousy. Yes, jealousy is something that is inside us, and jealousy is something that if it's not controlled, if it's not looked after and it's not cured, then it can be a cause of our destruction. And inshallah today, like I said, we're going to give you some parables, we're going to give you some hadiths, we're going to give you, inshallah, so your time permitting, some cures as well. We are trying to get a guest on, inshallah, so we're hopeful we'll have a guest on that can give us some lovely pearls as well. But in the meantime, as you know, that whenever you watch Our Eyes and Shine, we start with Durood-e Pak, we then have some verses of the Quran, and then we have a daily kalam to freshen us up and waken us up for the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina Salli ala Muhammadin
ka jo jo gadana de
سے کرانا نور کا نور بن منتے نور زوجہ نور امی نور مطلق کنیز زرار لہنا نور کا چاند جھک جاتا جدھر انگلی اٹھا پڑھ کر قصیدہ نور کا گئی میری غزل پڑھ کر قصیدہ نور کا صدقہ لینے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Mother Channel, I hope you enjoyed that kalam. Today on Rise and Shine, we're talking about jealousy. And there is a book that's been written on this particular topic, viewers of Mother Channel, which again is available from our website, www.dawatislami.net. And it's been published by Maktabat al-Madina. And the book is actually called Hasad, Jealousy. And I'm going to recite a parable that's mentioned in there, which will give you an understanding of what we're here to talk about today. On page one of this 98-page book, it said that there was a special person and he had the privilege of attending the royal court of the king daily to give him advice. And the advice he would give him every day was, return the favor when anyone does you a favor and don't bother about the one who does evil, because for the one who harms others, it is sufficient that he will ultimately face the evil consequences of his own action. And because of this good advice that he would give him on a daily basis, the king became quite close to him. And he was happy with him that he was close to him because he liked this advice. And every day, this person would give him this advice. However, the courtier of the court, he became jealous that this person was getting close to the king. And he started to scheme and plot of how he could cause the destruction of this person that was close, getting close to the king. So as a result of his jealousy, he started to scheme. As a result of his jealousy, he started to plot. As a result of his jealousy, he wanted to see the downfall of this person that was getting close to the king. And one day he came to the king and he said to the king that this person that you like, this person that you have a lot of respect for, this person that gives you daily advice, he doesn't really like you. Yeah? He actually thinks that you have got bad breath. And the king was astonished. And he says, how do you know that? How can you prove this? This person comes to me every day. He says, tomorrow, when you get close to him, you will see that he will put his hand over his mouth, right? Because he doesn't want to have the smell coming from your face, and you will see this. And this will be the proof of what I am saying is true. So the king said, okay, tomorrow I'll find out. I'll find out tomorrow if this is true or not. On that same day, this courtier, he invited that person, that wise person, he invited him to his house for a meal. And in the meal, there was a lot of onions and a lot of raw garlic in the meal. And as a result of this onions and garlic, his own breath was smelling bad. And the next day, when they're in the court of the king wanted to say something to his advisor, and he leaned forward to get close to him. And when he leaned forward to get close to him, his advisor put his hand over his mouth because his own smell was emanating and he did not want that to affect the king. But the king thought to himself, you know what? What that courtier said is true. He thinks that my breath is bad. He thinks that, and this is the respect that I have. So what he did is, he wrote a royal decree. He wrote a royal decree, and in this royal decree, he sealed it and he gave it to his advisor. And he gave it to his advisor and he said, go to such and such place and give it to this person. Right? Now normally whenever the king would write a royal decree, this royal decree would be such that a person would get a gift, a person would get a reward for something, yeah? But what he actually wrote, he wrote that when you receive this royal decree, chop off this person's head and stuff his head with straw and bring his head back to me on a plate. Astaghfirullah. So the advisor, he didn't know this. Obviously, he was given this royal decree. He was given this royal decree and he was told to take it to such a place. And when he got to such a place, then what would happen was the person would open it and he would act upon these instructions. But as he came out, that courtier who was jealous, who had this inside him, he looked and thought, what's happening here? This person's got a royal decree in his hand. He realized that his plan maybe had failed and he said to him, what are you doing? And he said to him that I've got this royal decree and the king has given it to me and the king has told me to take it to such and such person. And now this courtier, he became jealous. He's thinking that he's going to get a reward for something. I plotted to scheme to get him into trouble, but ultimately he's getting a reward. Now I want that reward. Now the courtier, because he was an higher status in the court, he said to this advisor, give me that royal decree, I will deliver it. Yeah. So the advisor thinking to himself, because his status is higher in the court, and he gave it to him. So now this courtier, thinking that he's going to be a winner here, he's going to get a reward here, he then went to the place where the king had ordered this royal decree to be delivered. And when he went to this place and gave them the royal decree, they opened it up and read it. Okay then. And they got the sword out and they're about to cut off his head. And this person said, what are you doing? This courtier who'd been the jealous one, who'd schemed and plotted, what are you doing? And then he said that the king has ordered us to chop off your head and stuff it with straw and send it back on a plate. And he said, well, no, this wasn't meant for me. And he started to cry, started to tremble out of fear. This wasn't meant for me. It was meant for such a person. It was meant for such a person. And the person said, I don't know. All I know is that the king has ordered us to do this and I have to fulfill the orders. So he chopped off his head and obviously fulfilled the command of the king. Sometime later, that same advisor was now in the court of the king and the king looking at him. And the king looked at him and said to him that, how are you here? I give you the royal decree to deliver. And he said, yes, sir, that what happened was when I left here, the courtier, he demanded that he deliver it himself. And he was the one that went and delivered this. And the king said to him, the king started to think that there's some sort of connection here. That it was the same courtier that advised me that this person is a bad person. It was that same courtier that told me that this person will cover his mouth. And it's this same courtier that's taken this royal decree. And he started to think, and he was a wise king as well. And he said to his advisor, he said that this person, he advised me, he told me that you did not like me and you thought that I had a foul smell coming from my mouth and that whenever I would come close to you, you would cover your mouth. And the advisor said, what made you think that? Bashar, what did you mean? Wow, how is it possible that I would think that? It's not possible for me to think that. And he said, no, what happened was when I came in front of you this morning, you actually covered your mouth. And the advisor said to the Bashar, he said to dear king, last night I had a meal at that same person's house and he gave me fresh garlic, raw onions to eat. And I realized that my breath was possibly bad. And so I covered my mouth so that your breath, so you do not have this pungent smell coming into you as well. And the king understood everything. He's understood it and he realized that that person, yeah, that person, as a result of his actions, was his downfall. And the king understood everything as requested. And in future, he said to this advisor, whenever you advise me with a statement that you're advising me, add to this, that for the destruction of a person, his bad actions are sufficient to harm him, as happened with this envious person. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Malishan, as a result of greed, as a result of envy, as a result of jealousy, you know, all of these things, this person in this particular case, he hatched a plot because of the envy, the jealousy that he had. And viewers of my channel, envy is such a destructive habit, a very bad quality, and it is a major sin. A jealous person is consumed by his inner self, a destructive fire that suffocates him and inflames his own life. He's deprived of peace and content because he's never content, because he's always jealous of him, always jealous of him. So he's never got that inner peace. And people become envious of each other for different reasons. They become envious of the skill. That why is it that he can do it and I can't do it? Someone might have a skill. For example, we are here in a studio now. Someone might have a skill of taking different shots and being an excellent cameraman. And another person might be envious of him as well. Some people might be envious of the fact that they have an education and they've not got an education. Some people might be envious of the fact that they've got a status and they've not got that status. They might be envious of the fact that the person has got a nice car and they've got not that car, or a house, or whatever it is. And this envy, this jealousy, what it does, it's not the same as khwaish. That, you know, a desire is one thing. A desire is that, yes, I wish I could be as a good a cameraman as he. I wish I could be as good a teacher as him. I wish I could be as good. And this is like a dua. But what happens is with envy and jealousy, is it goes further than that. That envy and jealousy consumes you. That envy and jealousy says that I want to see that person destroy. I want to see that person self-destruct. I don't want to see that person successful. And I want whatever he has got, I want to have it. In the same way, you may see someone that they've got a business. They've got a successful business. And you're envious of that person. You're jealous of that person. And what you want is you want that person, that business, to self-destruct. You want that business to go down. Or you want to be able to find an opportunity that you can take over that business and you can run that person. And that person doesn't have that business. And so you will plot, scheme and plot, and people scheme and plot. And this scheming, this plotting is all from the whispers of shaitan. And these are the bad qualities. And this jealousy, viewers of Mother Channel, it can take over us. And this jealousy, it goes even further, viewers of Mother Channel. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that jealousy consumes good deeds as a fire would consume wood. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In the same way, viewers of Mother Channel, that when you set fire to the wood, then what happens is that wood disappears. It becomes ashes. It becomes useless. It becomes nothing. It becomes something that nobody wants it. In the same way, viewers of Mother Channel, if we have this jealousy inside us, this jealousy can consume our good deeds. It can remove us of all those good deeds that you've struggled and strived for. But because of your jealousy, viewers of Mother Channel, you could lose all of this. In another blessed hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not be jealous of one another. Do not bear malice to one another. And do not have hatred towards one another. And do not speak ill of one another behind the back. But Allah Azza wa Jal worshippers, live as brothers. Live as brothers. You know, we're told that the Ummah is one family. If only we were to live as brothers. If only we did not have jealousy for each other. If only we did not have hatred towards each other. If only we did not speak ill of one another. If we only we did not speak behind their backs and have this ghibah, the backbiting about people, gossiping about people, hatred about people, jealousy about people. If only we could live as brothers. Then think about it, if all of these things were removed from our society, if we could remove hatred, if we could remove malice, if we could remove jealousy, if we could remove backbiting, just think what a beautiful society it would be. How peaceful we would be. How we would be able to live with each other in ease, not in the fear that this person is plotting against me, this person is scheming against me, this person has this malice inside him, and so maybe he's plotting against me, and so I need to be aware of his actions. And you know what happens is, because society becomes like that this illness in the society is, you start to think everybody's like that. You start to think that everybody has this jealousy inside them. Everybody has this malice inside them. And so the genuine people get tarnished. They say there's a saying in English, being tarnished with the same brush. That when you are painting something, you paint something, and what happens is that the paint off that brush goes on someone else as well. And so you are saying that this person is a backbiting, this person is backbiting, this person is backbiting, but this person isn't. But because all these people are, you automatically start to think that this person is as well. So the genuine people that are in the society, those people that don't backbite, those people that aren't envious, those people that don't bear malice in their hearts, those people that don't have this jealousy, they get tarnished with the same brush. And then you start to think that everybody's like this. And when you start to think everybody's like this, then what unfortunately happens is you start to become like this. Because you think, you know what? If he's plotting my downfall, then I need to do something as well. I need to make sure that I'm safe as well. I need to make sure that he doesn't get the better hand of me. I need to keep an eye on him. I need to make sure he doesn't do this. And as a result of this, that you have become your own downfall. So this disease in society, you know, today we're talking about viruses. This is another virus that spreads. And if this virus is not controlled, then it will spread and it will get further and further. And that day will come when it will affect you as well. And once this virus affects you, it's very hard to get a cure for this virus. Because you start acting upon that virus. You start acting upon it and scoping, scheming and plotting yourself. And as a result of this, viewers of Mother Channel, it is your own self-destruction. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And normally at this time of the day, we go to our daily reminder. And inshallah, we are going to go to our daily reminder. And what is a daily reminder? A daily reminder is, again, food for thought, viewers of Mother Channel. And that's what Rise and Shine is. That's what the majority, if not all of the programs are on Mother Channel, that we are giving you food for thought. To make you think, to make you reflect, to make you improve yourself, giving you that knowledge that can hopefully safeguard your iman. So viewers of Mother Channel, let's go and see what the daily reminder is. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful story to begin with. Once a person, he went to visit one of his person that he knew, his friend. And as he was going on the way to visiting his friend, he met up with another person. And this person asked him, "Who are you going to go and visit?" And he mentioned his name. And he goes, "Do you know that person?" And the person replied that, "I don't really know him much, no." And he says, "What is your intention? Why are you going to go and meet him?" And he says, "Because he's a Muslim and I wish to go and see him and I wish to go and make dua for him because I am a well-wisher for that person." So he says that, "Congratulations be on you because Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me to give you the good news that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared the gardens of paradise for you." This is a mafhum of this story that is mentioned by the scholars. You know, going and visiting sick people. There are so many people in hospitals, in homes that we know of. And there are so many sick people in hospitals and homes that we don't know of. But they are Muslims. And it is one of their rights that we go and we visit these people. Majority of the time, we only go and visit our own family and friends that we know. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I can guarantee you there are so many people out there in hospitals, in homes that are struggling. Maybe some of them don't even have anyone to come and visit them. We visited a hospital once and the person there, he told us shockingly that it's been 2 years that he's been really ill in this hospital, but no one has ever come to see him, not even his family members. So don't always assume and think that all these people that are ill in hospitals and homes, they've got wide, you know, huge families that can come and see them. No, as Muslims, we need to go and see these people. We need to take gifts for them. We need to make dua for them. And this is the time of need. A good Muslim is he who will go and visit these people. And sadly, most of the time, these people don't, maybe they don't have anyone to come and see them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the reminder for today is there are many people who are ill. Go and see them. Go and ask about them. Go and see how you can help them. And the best Muslim is the one that helps for others. And as they say, you've lived for yourself, try living for others as well. Try to think about these people. Try to put happiness into their hearts and their mind as well. There are so many people who are at this moment of time, there might be someone in hospital now waiting, looking towards that door that their Muslim brothers will come and see them. And sadly, just imagine if days and days pass by, no one comes in to see them. You know, and these people, sadly, their conditions may be deteriorating every single day just because of this thought. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I make the intention. Let's all make this intention that inshallah, Azza wa Jal, from today, we will go and we will visit these sick people. Take a gift for them. Take, you know, some fruits for them and make dua for them. When you go, make dua for them. Now, you might be thinking, I don't even know this person. I don't even know how he's going to feel me coming here. But my dear Islam brothers, at least go. This is, you know, instead of asking questions, you know, don't be reluctant. Go there. Have someone to help you. Maybe, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by you going there, it could improve the condition of that person. And a good Muslim is he. Whatever he thinks good about himself, he will think good of other people as well. And this is what the beauty of Islam is. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and visit sick people. He used to go and make dua for them. Do it for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sadly, this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is slowly dying away. Because why? I don't have time. I'm too busy at work. I don't get enough time. I come back from work. I'm tired. Sadly, we've come to a stage where our own parents, you know, we go and visit them once a week and they only live down the road. Why? Because I'm busy. That is not a good thing to do. You know, our own brothers and sisters, uncles and aunties, our blood relations, yeah, they're sick, they're ill, but we don't have time to go and see them. Inshallah, Azawajal, that needs to change and we need to change it now. If we go and visit these people, you don't know how much happiness you may put into his heart. And maybe, inshallah, Azawajal, if we are ill, we'll have someone to come to us as well. Or remember what the English saying is, that what goes round, comes round. If you can't take time out to go and visit someone today, is someone going to come and visit you when you are ill? And you'll be sat on your bed thinking, I wish someone can come and make dua for me. I wish someone can come and see me. But why would someone come? I never used to go to anyone. So inshallah, Azawajal, take this reminder. I'm going to take it seriously. Let's all take it seriously and change the lives of many people. Your smile could change the life of many people. You visiting them could change many people as well, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward us, and may Allah give us all the ability to act upon this as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madhi Channel, used to have the daily reminder from our Mubalik, Hafiz Rafakat Attari, mashallah, from the UK. And he was talking about visiting the sick. And as I was listening to that, a thought came to my mind that a lot of people do visit the sick. A lot of people do go to the namazi janaza. A lot of people go to people's houses. But then we need to ask ourselves, why do we do it? Why do we go and visit people when they are sick? Why do we go and perform the namazi janaza? Why are we there? And if we're honest with ourselves, we're not going there for the right reasons. We're not going there so that we can attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We're not going there so that we can do dua for the person that is ill. We're not doing this so that we can receive the duas for him. We're not going to the namazi janaza so that we can do dua for the deceased. We're going there so that people know we've been there. Yeah? We want people to know that we've been there. Yeah? That people can say, oh yeah, he came to the namazi janaza. And what happens is when the funeral happens is, here in the UK, that when the funeral salah takes place, everyone lines up and sees the body for the last time. And as they're queuing up and lining up, the close members of the family are there. The close members of the family are there next to the body. And what happens is people line up to see the body. And the reason why you should be lining up is to see, to look at the body and think to yourself that person is lying there. He's lying there today and he's sending me a message. And the message is that today I'm here, tomorrow you could be here. Are you ready for it? But we don't read that message. We want to make sure that the family members have seen us. We want to make sure that they have seen us so that they are aware that we are going here. So we're going here with the wrong intention. We're going with the intention that we show people. We know people know that we are here. Yeah. And so all of the local councillors, the local politicians, make sure that they are there so that they can be seen. The local businessmen, the local influential people are there so that they can be seen. They want to be seen because if they're not seen, it can affect their business. It can affect their votes. It can affect their status. Now, I'm not saying everybody's like that. But if that is what is happening, then that is wrong. And when we go and visit people that are sick, why are we going? Is it going somewhere because it's our duty? I have to go. And if I don't go, then what will people say? And this is our mentality. What will people say? Rather than going there for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When you go and visit someone, and whilst you are there, it's as if you're eating the fruits of paradise. There is a great blessing in being there. There is a great blessing in doing dua for the people that are ill. There's a great blessing in getting them to do dua for you as well. And the reward for going and performing the namaz al janazah, the reward for doing dua for them. And like Hafiz Rafaqat said, that if we don't do it for people, how will people do it for us? But our intentions need to be pure, viewers of the channel. In whatever good deed that we do, our intentions need to be pure, that we're doing this purely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and obviously the pleasure of that individual that is there. Not for the community, not for the community at large, not so that people will see me and know me and say, yes, he was there as well. And you'll get certain individuals that when they go to them, they make sure they're right at the front so everybody can see them. They make sure that they stand next to the family of the deceased. So that a person that's passed away, they might not be a relative, they might not be a close friend, but they'll stand next to them. So that if there is any photos taken, if there's any people that have seen them, they can see that that person is there. Some people at the graveyard, they take photos of the dua that is happening. And they'll make sure that certain people will make sure that they stood next to the family. So that when them photos are taken, they can see that that person is there. Now, I'm not saying that everybody is like that, viewers of the channel. But unfortunately, our intentions have become such that it is happening so many times. That we see people that no matter wherever they are, they seem to get into the photo. Yeah, they want to be in that photo and make sure that everybody sees them, that they are there. Whenever there's a funeral that's taking place, they want to be seen on that photo. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, question your intentions. I'm not saying that this is wrong, that these actions are wrong. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying it's wrong to stand next to the family of the deceased. I'm not saying it's wrong to console them. Obviously, it's good to console them. Obviously, it's good to comfort them. Obviously, it's good to reassure them. Obviously, it's good to do dua for them and say to them, don't worry, inshallah, this is the will of Allah. Console them, comfort them. I agree with that. And if that is your intention, marhaba, excellent. But we need to question our intention. Viewers of Mother Channel, once again, I've digressed a little bit from the topic, but it's some words that Hafiz Rafaqat made me think, and I think that's the whole idea of these daily reminders, viewers of Mother Channel, that they should make us think. They're a daily reminder to make us think and focus on what we are doing and what we should not be doing. Coming back to the topic of the day, viewers of Mother Channel, jealousy. The renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, stated that evil suspicion, envy, and malice are those acts which diminishes love, whereas Islamic brotherhood requires love. Therefore, overcome these faults so that you may become brothers. Allah Akbar. Evil suspicion, envy, and malice. And again, suspicion is such a sin, viewers of Mother Channel, that we suspect people of doing things, even though we don't have any knowledge. You know, suspicion is a sin. This suspicion, viewers of Mother Channel, this shock of having on people, it can turn into, you've heard of, in England, they have the saying Chinese whispers, yeah? And one person will say one thing, and that'll, as the story develops, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it becomes completely out of completely nothing to do with the original story. And I think I've shared this example with you, and I'll quickly share it with you again. A certain individual, he's walking past a pub, and for our viewers that do not know what a pub is, P-U-B, a pub is a place where alcohol is sold and drank. A person is walking past this pub, and let's say for argument's sake that this person is called Ali. Yeah? Someone sees him and he has this suspicion. He has this suspicion inside him, and he goes and tells someone, you know what? I saw Ali in front of the pub. I didn't see him going in like, but yeah, I saw him in front of the pub. Now that evil suspicion, if it's given to somebody that doesn't cut it at the root and says, what are you talking about? Ali, he's not that kind of person, don't be silly. And if you have any doubt, go and ask him. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim should be a mirror to another Muslim. Go and ask him. If he doesn't, and he has got this illness of suspicion inside him, he will go to another person. And he will say to that person, you know what? Someone saw Ali going into the pub. And again, same thing, if this person doesn't cut it by the roots and it gets on, they'll get to the next person. You know what? Someone saw Ali buying a drink in the pub. You know what? Someone saw Ali drinking alcohol in the pub. You know what? Ali's an alcoholic. And this suspicion leads to such a defamation of that person's character. Whereas in fact, what was happening was, Ali was crossing the road to buy some bread and milk, and it was just a coincidence that he was in front of that shop. But because we had this suspicion inside ourselves, because we didn't question him, we didn't ask him, that brother, everything all right? Someone saw you in front of the pub, are you okay? I said, he might reply and say, you silly. I was just going to get some bread and milk. I don't know what you're on about. And there's two sides to it, viewers of Mother Channel. Not only should we have this suspicion inside us, but we as individuals should refrain from those acts that can put suspicion on other people as well. For example, if that individual, Ali, if he's seen that he's coming across near to a pub, what he should do is cross the road and go over there so that if anybody sees him, they do not have this suspicion. So protect your brothers from suspicion. But what we do is, I've done nothing wrong, so why should I be wrong? We haven't done anything wrong, I agree with you. But in the same time, you've not helped other people. So do not allow people to have suspicion on you. And at the same time, if you have any suspicion, then cut it at its roots. Go to the person and ask him. And if, for example, this individual that we're talking about, if, for example, this individual does drink alcohol, if, for example, when you ask him and he says it and all of a sudden you see his face changes, color changes, embarrassed, then rectify him and conceal his faults. It is one thing committing a sin, but it is another thing exposing someone's sins. So conceal his faults. Allahu Akbar. Coming back to jealousy, once again, viewers, Mother Channel, I have this habit where I kind of digress a little bit. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us. He stated in the book Causes of a Bad End that the definition of jealousy is that hasad, i.e. jealousy, means desiring the loss of a blessing. Desiring the loss of a blessing or a favor of the mashud, i.e. the one whom the jealousy is displayed, and desiring that the same blessing be for him. Jealousy means desiring the loss of a blessing of someone, that they have this blessing, but you desire that they lose that blessing, and you get that blessing. Astaghfirullah, people are so jealous of viewers of Mother Channel. So this definition of viewers of Mother Channel, it shows us that if a person has a desire for the loss of the other person's blessing and for having the same blessing for himself, then this desire is jealousy. And an example that was given here is, in the book that was written by Amir al-Sunnat, is that if a person wishes, because of hatred, that so-and-so famous or respected person be disgraced so that he becomes famous instead, the desire is termed jealousy. Similarly, if someone wishes that so-and-so wealthy person becomes poor so that he becomes wealthy instead, this type of wish is also an example of jealousy. However, viewers of Mother Channel, is permissible to aspire in the way that I may also be blessed with this blessing. Like for example, if you see someone that is wealthy and you say that, you know, I wish I was wealthy. That's one thing. If you see someone that has knowledge and you wish you had knowledge. If you see someone that has a nice car, you wish that you had a nice car. That's okay. But when you want that person to lose that blessing, when you want that person to lose that status, when you want that person to lose that job, you see someone as a manager, you've got your manager, and you think to yourself, you know, my manager, I could do a better job than him. Yeah. I want to be the manager and I don't want him to be the manager. And so what happens is any time you get an opportunity, anybody asks you about your manager, oh, he's not a good manager. He's not a good zimadar, he's not a good nigran, he's like this, he's like that. And we try and have this jealousy inside them. And this is not only for our managers, but within the mahal of Dawud Islami. If you have your zimadar, your nigrans, and you look at them and you think that, oh, you know, I could be in his position, I could do a better job than him. And you look for opportunities. You look for opportunity to complain about him. You look for opportunity to scheme about him. This is called jealousy. This is called jealousy. Yes, if you look and you think, you know what, I wish I could become a manager one day. I wish I could become a nigran one day. So that inshallah, when I do, I can put my full jazba and my full efforts in it and I'll try and do as much work. And inshallah, I will try and do this. And I reckon that one day if I keep on working hard, I keep on aspiring, then inshallah, one day I'll become a manager, I'll become a director, I'll become a nigran, I'll become this. And inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, I can do this. I can become a scholar like that person. That scholar, he has so much knowledge. And if I work hard, and then I can become a scholar. If I work hard, then I can become a mufti. If I work hard, then I can become a mubalik, and these sort of things. And these are aspirations is one thing, but jealousy is another thing. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, with regards to envy, and I'll give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. Many among the people book wish to turn you to disbelief after you had accepted faith. Out of their hearts, envy, after the truth has become very clear to them. So pardon them and be tolerant. And Allah brings his command. Indeed, Allah is able to do all things. And in another ayat, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, or do they envy people due to what Allah has given them from His grace? All of these are blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and do not long for things by which Allah has given superiority to some of you over others. Aspire, but do not long for them. Work towards them, but do not be jealous for them. Do not wish that they be removed from that position. Do not be wished that they lose that blessing that Allah has given them. Do not wish that responsibility, because you know, viewers of Mother Channel, sometimes what happens is Sometimes you could be wishing for something that you really don't really need. You know, these people that are in managers, and you wish that you could be a manager, you do not know what's going behind the scenes. You may see someone that is a wealthy businessman, you think, oh, he's driving a nice car, he's got a nice house, but you do not know behind the scenes what he is like, what his situation is. His situation could be that he's in dire straits, he could be, you know, up to the hilt in bank loans, he could be owing so much money, he could be filing for bankruptcy, but you could be wishing that you could be in his position. You do not know what you're wishing for. Someone give the example viewers of Money Channel once, and I'll go to the daily hadith after this, inshallah. He gave the example of a white swan, that some people's lives are like a white swan. And if you know what a white swan is a beautiful animal, it has a beautiful long neck, and when it's on the top of the water, it's gliding. You know, it looks like it's gliding. It looks so beautiful, so elegant, pure, clean, white. Yeah, the white feathers, not a speck of dust upon them. Yeah, beautifully clean, and it's gliding on the water. And everyone looks at the beautiful swan. But if you look beneath the water, if you could look under the water, what would you see? You would see dirty feet scrambling in the water. Horrible feet, all full of dirt and grime, full of moss, scrambling in the water. And viewers of Mother Channel, some people's lives are like that. That on the above the surface, everything looks bright and gleamy, everything looks perfect. But behind the scenes, you do not know what it is. So we should never be jealous of one another. We should do dua for one another. That, Ya Allah, if he has been given wealth, I pray that he's also given happiness. Ya Allah, if he's given status, I pray that he's also given peace of mind. Ya Allah, if he's given this so much money, I pray that he also spends that money in the way of Allah. Do good dua for your fellow Muslim brothers. Have love for them. And be proud of them. If any of your Muslim brothers has achieved anything, be proud of them. And mashallah, he's worked hard. He deserves to have that car. He deserves to have that house. He's worked hard. And even if you're not sure, even if you think to yourself that, I can't see where he's got that car from. I can't see where he's got that house from. He must have got it from money laundering. He must have got it from black money. You know, this bad effects, bad thinking about people, bad gumani, as they would say, thinking bad against people. What is the benefit in that, viewers of Money Channel? If you think bad about someone, if you think bad about them, that you think, oh, that car that he's got, he must have got it through dealing in drugs. He must have got it through insurance fraud. He must have got it through credit card fraud. He must have done some sort of fraud to have a car like that. What have you achieved, viewers of Money Channel, by thinking ill of him? I'll tell you what you've achieved. You've achieved the sin of thinking ill about a fellow brother. But if you think good about him, if you think, mashallah, he's got that car, maybe he got it through inheritance, maybe he got it through, you know, he sold a business, maybe he sold a house, maybe he's got this. And think positive about these people. And then you will realize that maybe there's a blessing in this. You know, I remember reading an article once on these people, these youngsters. A lot of youngsters are driving nice cars and fast cars and everything. And people started to think bad about them, thinking to themselves that these people, they've got these nice cars, they've got these fast cars. And the reason they've got these nice cars and fast cars is because they're dealing in drugs, they're dealing in all of these illicit crimes, and they're doing all these sort of things. And the majority of the people, that when they were asked that how is it that you can afford to have such a car like this, they would reply that we live with our mother and father. We live with our mother and father. And because we're living with our mother and father, our expenses are not very high. You know, we share the expenses in the home. My brothers are living there. So as a result of that, I've got this excess money. And why not spend it on myself? No illegal money there. He's working a daily shift, 8 hours a day. And as a result of that, he can afford that nice car. Why? Because he's not got the other expenses that you've got. He's not got the car that you've got. He's not got the house that you've got. He's not got all them responsibilities that you've got. And as a result of that, he can afford that car. But what we have done is we've committed the sin of thinking ill about that person. And as a result of that, it is our own destruction, viewers of Mother Channel. So always think good about people and never be jealous about people. Viewers of Mother Channel, we now got the daily hadith, inshallah. Let's find out what we're going to learn today. Let's go to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, as evident from the glorious Quran, there is no way one can even begin to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we are just incapable of doing so. But what is within our capability is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these many blessings. And a great gesture of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using these blessings in the way they are meant to be used. Inshallah azza wa jal. In today's daily hadith, we will hear of two great invaluable blessings.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are two blessings which the people do not make the most of. What are those two blessings? As-siha wal-faraga. It is health and free time. Subhanallah, health and free time. Indeed, two great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, dear viewers of Rise and Shine, shukr, thankfulness, appreciation will only begin when we use these two blessings in the way they are meant to be used. And we have been educated throughout the glorious Quran and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Salaf Salihin in how we should make the most of our time and health, which definitely is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone can easily understand the fact that Allah ta'ala has given us time and health, and this time and health, it should serve a purpose. And that purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Considering this, the question is, are we putting our good health and our free time to use accordingly? We should try contemplating and pondering over this question today, inshallah. As the saying goes, the only time we realize the true value of a gift is when we lose it. So dear viewers of Rise and Shine, let it not be that we only realize the value of these two things when it is close to depart away from us, when we are about to lose our time in this dunya, or we are about to become ill. After evaluating our time, we surely will come to realize of how much time we are wasting and how we could be putting that time to good use in accomplishing our purpose in this dunya. In the hereafter, the people of Jannah, they will regret. They will regret the free time they wasted in this world, which could have been spent in achieving a higher status, a higher position in Jannah. So let's try to make our time valuable. Every second that passes by shall never return. We must put this good time in use, primarily in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we should try to make the gradual improvements in our lives. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with health and leisure. Now we should at the minimum make dua in the court of Allah to allow us to embrace these blessings rightfully. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, you just had the daily hadith in there. We're talking about valuing time. Time, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter whatever blessing you have got, you can be jealous of someone's wealth, you can be jealous of someone's status, but you cannot be jealous of someone's time, because we all have the same time. No matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, there are only 24 hours in a day. And I pray to Allah that we all utilize this time properly. What we should be not jealous of, we should aspire to those people that utilize their time properly, that do not waste their time in frivolous things and entertainment, that just waste their time. So I pray to Allah that we utilize our time properly. And because, again, not only do we know that there are only 24 hours in a day, no matter how rich or how poor you are, the one thing that we do not know is we do not know how much time we have got. So I pray to Allah that we utilize this time. Coming back to the topic of the day, viewers of Madinah Channel, we're talking about jealousy, that trait inside us where we want the blessings to be removed from someone, and we don't only want the blessings to be removed from them, we want it to be him. So we don't want him to have that blessing, we don't want him to have that wealth, we don't want him to have that status, and we want to have it ourselves. With regards to this, viewers of Madinah Channel, I'm going to give you some sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that hopefully we can learn something from. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, jealousy damages iman exactly in a way as ola, which is a coagulated juice from a bitter tree, spoils honey. So when this bitter juice goes into honey, it spoils the honey. In the same way, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to us that jealousy damages our iman. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do not transgress when you feel jealousy. Discard suspicion, and when you feel an evil omen about any work, and do it having trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. In here we're told that when you feel jealousy, remove it. When you have suspicion, remove it. When you feel that there's an ill omen, and we talked about ill omens in a previous program, that whenever you feel that there is an ill omen, that there's bad luck in doing this, then complete the action and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahu Akbar, views of Manichal. Before I read this, the question that I would like to say is that which households around the world are in peace? Which household can say that I have nothing to worry about? I have no concerns whatsoever. In every household there is worries, there are concerns. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, people will remain in peace as long as they do not have jealousy. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, viewers of Manichan. People will remain in peace as long as they do not have jealousy. If only. If only. And like I keep on saying, viewers of Mali Channel, that, you know, whatever problems we are facing in our lives, with our spouses, with our family, with our businesses, with our day-to-day routines, with the comfort of our hearts, if every morning when you go to the washroom and you perform wuzu, look at that person in the mirror and think to yourself, he or she is probably the source of all of my problems. What is this person doing to be the cause of the problems that I am facing today? And if we look at ourselves, in most cases it is ourselves, our own actions, that are cause of our own problems. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that the epidemics of my last ummah will break out amongst you. There will be an epidemic, but not the one that you are thinking, viewers of the channel. Epidemic of the last ummah would break out amongst you, which is jealousy and hatred. And this jealousy and hatred, it will be like a razor. It will shave your faith, it will not shave your hair. By the one in whose hand is my soul, you will not enter Jannah until you become a mu'min. And you cannot become a mu'min, a kamal mu'min, i.e. a true believer, until you love one another. Shall I not tell you that which will strengthen love between you? Allahu Akbar. Spread the greeting of salam amongst yourselves. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us there that jealousy and hatred, they're like a razor. And what a razor does, you can shave your hair. Yeah, you can shave your head with it. But this jealousy and hatred, it won't shave your hair. It'll shave your iman. And it said that you will not become a true believer until you love one another. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us the cure. He's given us the anecdote. He's given us the cure to solve this problem. Such a simple solution, viewers of the channel. The greeting of salam amongst yourselves. Allahu Akbar. From this hadith, viewers of the channel, we come to know that jealousy is a lamely distraction and it destroys iman in the same way that aloe, that bitter fruit, destroys honey. And we should also refrain from this internal, because the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, people will remain in peace for as long as they do not have jealousy. And for refraining and for building this love, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us to give salam to each other. And Amir al-Sunnat in the Madani Namat card is something that I've mentioned many, many times before. Madani Namat number 6, he says, today whilst coming and going to the office or returning home in the bus and train, etc., or whilst walking through the lanes, did you greet Muslims with salam with whoever you came across? And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Nisa, verse 86, and when you are greeted with some words, greet it back with words that are better than it or with the same. So give salam to people, viewers of Manichar. This is the blessings of the Ummah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We give salam. And now what happened is now this sunnah has also been removed from us. All right, mate, you okay? Hello, goodbye. You know, you are Muslims. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. What a beautiful dua. You're giving salam to the person, you're giving greeting to the person, you're doing dua for the person. And inshallah, they will do the reply to you as well, and they will give you a dua as well. And this builds the love. This builds the love amongst ourselves. Doing salam for each other, greeting each other, doing dua for each other. And you know, whenever we talk about salam, views on the channel, something comes to my mind that I remembered. I think I may have shared this with you before. I remember once I was traveling here in the UK and we came to a service station. It's somewhere where you stop and you can go to the washroom, or you can get a snack, or you can fill up on petrol, etc. And I remember coming in to the service station. It's like loads of shops there. And in the shop, there was a shop to one side. And in the line of the shop, there was a Muslim brother from Africa, Habshi brother. And he had the hat on, he had a small beard. And he saw me and I saw him. And because there were so many people, yeah, he put his hand to his heart and I saw his lips moving. You know, and I presumed that it was giving me salam and his lips were moving and I presumed he was saying, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And as soon as he did that, I put my hand to my heart and I replied as well and he could see my lips moving because there were so many people amongst us. And the thought came to my mind, what a fortunate ummah we are, what a beautiful ummah that we have been blessed with. And I also thought to myself that this brother that I've met today, what are the chances that I will meet that brother again? Very, very slim. I probably never met that brother again. And to be honest, I probably cannot remember, even if I was to meet him, I could not remember him. But I know inshaAllah azawajal that one day, inshaAllah azawajal, we'll meet on the plains of paradise, inshaAllah azawajal. And that is the beauty of the ummah. So spread salam, viewers of the channel. Give salam to each other. It builds that love amongst us. And this love is what we need to build, because what is happening is whilst we are trying to build this love, the shaitan is constantly putting the bricks of hatred on top of it. He's burying us in the bricks of hatred, burying us in the bricks of jealousy, burying us in the bricks of envy. And as a result of that, we're failing to love each other. And you see brothers are falling out with each other. Brothers and sisters are not talking with each other. Fathers and children are not talking with each other. Relatives are not talking with each other. Neighbors are not talking with each other, because shaitan is constantly throwing these bricks of jealousy, bricks of envy, bricks of hatred, bricks of malice on top of us. And we're not giving even salam to each other. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, we're talking about jealousy today, and now, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we have another beautiful guest. You've already seen him on the program today. You already saw him on the program today. He gave us the daily reminder early on. If anybody can remember what the daily reminder is, Hafiz Rafaqat Attari is with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mashallah,
alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. How are you, Hafiz?
Ji karam, alhamdulillah.
You know, we've not got a video of you, but I've got a beautiful picture of you on the screen, mashallah. We're talking about jealousy and the fact that as a result of jealousy, you want something that somebody else has got. You think that you are better than other people and you take that away from them. And this jealousy, this envy, this malice, it's a destruction. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it can burn away your good deeds like fire burns away wood. So it's a disease that we need to stop the spread of it. And you know, people are talking about viruses nowadays. This is a virus that if we don't do something about it, it's going to affect all of us and it's going to ruin all of our good deeds. And we thought we'll get you on to give us, so you can give us some beautiful words with regards to this.
MashaAllah, a beautiful topic again, and it's something that we needed to repeat these again and again. You know, we mentioned about whenever someone does jealousy, you know, we always start to blame the shaitan, don't we? Oh, it's the shaitan, he made me do that. So we try to put that to rest that, you know, it wasn't me, it was the shaitan. But have you ever thought to yourself, who made the shaitan commit that sin? Allah, you know, Allah. Today we say that I committed that sin, but it was because of the shaitan. So who does the shaitan blame? You know, the shaitan doesn't blame anyone, but it was his hasad, his own jealousy, his nafs and his ego was the one who made him commit that sin, that he did not do sajda to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says that the shaitan, you know, he says that I am better than you. Ana khayrun minhu, that you have created me out of fire and you've created him out of dust, miti. So therefore, I am better than you. So it's the, you know, the hasad is one of the ulama kiram. They say that out of all the heart problems, the diseases we have, hasad is known as the mother of all the diseases. Allah, you know, from hasad, you have other problems as well. And what does Allah Ta'ala say about the shaitan? In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, he says, O shaitan, get out of paradise and you will be cursed until the day of judgment. Allah, so that means if someone does that, whatever the shaitan did, the hasad, the jealousy, then, you know, just compare yourself to the shaitan, that Allah Ta'ala has made you a Muslim. You know, and then in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, what is your status? You know, the shaitan, he was the, he's known as the Mu'allimul Malakut, the teacher of all the angels. Yet, you know, the shaitan, he committed that sin in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was written down that he will commit that sin. So we should always, you know, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and try to save ourselves from, you know, being jealous. And then why are we being jealous for? If you ask yourself a question, you know, I see that person driving a good car, he lives in a good house, And straight away we start to become jealous. Now, you're not being jealous because of that person. Ma'azallah, indirectly, that person is saying, why did Allah Ta'ala give him and not me? Yeah, so he's complaining to Allah Azza wa Jal, and such things that we see today, it destroys, like you mentioned, you know, jealousy, hatred, it destroys all your good deeds. How many good deeds have we got? And on the day of judgment, you know, how many good deeds are we going to bring? And all these good deeds, if they were destroyed because we did jealousy, you know, to other people, then there's nothing left for us then.
But Hafiz Sahib, it goes worse than that, doesn't it? Because what happens is, one is jealous, yeah? One is having that jealousy inside you that, oh, Hafiz Rafaqat's got this nice car, I want it, yeah? But what happens is that then I start scheming and plotting. I start scheming that in some way that blessing is taken away from Hafiz Sahib and that blessing is given to me. That Hafiz Sahib, oh, he's live on Madani Channel and he's doing this program. What I want him to not be doing that program. I want to be able to do it. So I need to scheme and plot, and I'll start finding excuses to say that Hafiz Rafaqat, he made this mistake, he's not a good Mubalik, he's not this. And so I'll find these excuses. So it goes even further that what happens is, as a result of my jealousy, I start scheming, I start plotting, I start defaming my Muslim, I start developing malice and hatred in my heart. And as a result of that, all of these things, and I start committing the sin of lying on top of that, and I start, you know, backbiting as well, gossiping as well. And like you said, the mother of all evils, and as you were talking to me, it came to my mind that it, without doubt it is because as a result of that, all of these other sins are generated from that initial sin of being jealous of a blessing that somebody has got.
You know, a person who does hasad, who has hatred, jealousy to another person, he challenges Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani he's indirectly, he says that, Ya Allah, I'm not happy with what you have given this other person and what you've given me. So therefore, he challenges Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, in the taqseem of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore,
Allah.
Today, another thing is that, you know, sometimes when we look at other people, you know, straight away, like you said, they start to blame a person, or it's all drug money. He lives in a good house, it's all drug money. He's quite successful in his business. All drugs money, do they do fraud and all that? Now that is not hasad anymore. Now that, what is that? That is blaming. Now, how many sins has this generated? Just one sin of jealousy has generated so many other sins as well. So it's very important that we understand that whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to someone, don't have any jealousy amongst them, because it is Allah who has given that person. Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very great buzurg. And he mentions that he had a student, and his student at the last time of his death, he says to people, stop reciting
Allah
the Kalima. So Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was worried about him. And then when he died, that same night, he saw him in the dreams that the angels were dragging him into the fire of hell. And he says that, you know, tell me, what did you do that you deserved the fire of hell? And he says that at the time of death, ma'azallah, my iman was destroyed as well. And he says that one of the things that I used to do was I used to be jealous amongst my fellow students as well.
Yeah.
Now, jealousy, astaghfirullah, if that can lead to the destruction of the iman. Your iman is everything. Your iman is the only thing that, you know, alhamdulillah, that we need to worry about. And because of committing all these sins and all these things, you know, we're destroying our iman, ma'azallah.
Afsab, with the last few moments that we've got here, and I'm going to have to cut you off in a couple of minutes' time, is can you give us some sort of, I don't know, some sort of advice, Hafiz Sahib, of how we can, because, you know, because this jealousy is something that's inside us and it's enough to control it, to suppress it, to remove that from us so that we are at peace. How can we do this, Hafiz Sahib? It's easy to say, okay, yeah, jealousy causes this problem, jealousy causes that problem, but we need to give some cures, don't we?
One of the things the Ulama Ikram, they mentioned, is that a person, he constantly thanks Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever he has been given. You know, so if he has been given less than another person, look at the person who is below you. Always thank Allah Azza wa Jal. That thanking Allah Azza wa Jal will, inshallah ta'ala, remove that jealousy from out of your heart. And then also, you know, one of the reasons a person was entered into paradise was that he did not have any jealousy, and he always made dua for other people. So if we start to make dua, you know, for example, you see someone driving a good car, instead of the shaitan whispering and say, oh, drug money, just say that, Ya Allah, the way you've given him the blessing in this world, reward him in the hereafter as well.
So now what you are doing,
you're making dua for that person, you're getting reward for that. And as they say, a person who makes dua for others, Allah will reward him as well. So instead of having hatred, make dua for other people and always do shukr in the court of Allah.
And I think it's very important what you just mentioned there, Hafsa, that the fact that if a person makes dua, then what has he lost? He's not lost anything. In fact, he's gained something. But having jealousy, having hatred, having envy, having malice, what has he achieved? Other than achieving all of them sins, what has he achieved? Because that jealousy, envy, hatred, malice is not enabled him that, oh, because I'm jealousy, straight away I'm going to get it. No. And by having the dua, like you said, that you beautifully said it, that we do dua for these people, that may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward them both in this dunya and the akhirat. And Jazakallah Hafsa, please look after yourself, inshallah. I'll be meeting you later on today, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and we'll have a cup of tea together, inshallah. Dua mein yaad rakhiye. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Viewers of Middle Channel, you've been watching Arise and Shine, and today we've been talking about that epidemic, that virus that is spreading amongst us so fast, and it's been spreading for generations. We don't even realize that it is spreading. And we don't even try and look for the cure. We don't even try and look for the solution to this problem, because we don't even realize that there is a problem. We don't even realize that there is a problem. And that is one of the biggest problems that the Ummah is facing today, viewers of the channel. In the same way that they have a saying that an ostrich, when it is being attacked, it buries its head in the sand and thinks it is safe. But his whole body is exposed and he's not safe. In the same way, viewers of the channel, the problems that the Ummah are facing, what are we doing? We're burying our heads in the sand. We're forgetting about it. We don't even realize that these problems exist. And we don't care about these problems. And we're not even trying to be aware that these problems exist. And if you're not aware of a problem, you can't even come to a solution. Viewers of Mother Channel, we need to wake up. We need to reflect before it is too late. And that is what Mother Channel is here for you, viewers of Mother Channel. That is what Dawat Kam is here for you, that we strive to rectify ourselves and rectify the people of the whole world by thinking, by reflecting, by changing, by making a change, viewers of Mother Channel. Viewers of Madri Channel, you've been watching Arise and Shine. Keep watching Madri Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.